In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. There's a story told about a shepherd who was herding his flock in a remote part of the state when suddenly a brand new BMW X5 comes suddenly rushing out of the cloud of dust towards him. The driver was a young man in Hugo Boss suit, Gucci shoes, Ray-Ban sunglasses, and a designer tie. And he leans out of the window and says, "Hey, if I can tell you exactly how many sheep you have in your flock, will you give me one?" And the shepherd looks at the yuppie, then all of his peacefully grazing flock, and then calmly answers, "Yeah, sure." So the young man parks his car, whips out his laptop, connects to a mobile phone, surfs online to a GPS satellite navigation system, scans the area, opens up a data brace, and some 60 spreadsheets open up with complicated formulas, and finally prints out a 150-page report on the high-tech miniaturised printer. And he then turns to the shepherd and says, "You have exactly 1,586 sheep." "That's in fact correct. As agreed, you can now take one of the sheep," the shepherd says. And he watches the young man make a selection and bundle it into his BMW. And the shepherd then says to the young man, "Look, if I can tell you what business you're in, will you give me my sheep back?" "Okay," he says, "why not?" "You're a consultant," says the shepherd. "That's correct. How did you know that?" asks the young man. "Easy," answers the shepherd. "Firstly, you turn up here without being invited. You want to be paid for an answer to a question I never asked, and you gave me information I already knew. Besides, you don't know jack all about my business." "How did you come to that conclusion?" says the young man. "Because you took my dog." Unfortunately, true things like that do happen today. Today we hear from John's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18, in which Jesus describes himself as the Good Shepherd. Many of the earliest Christian images of Jesus the Good Shepherd depict him as a young man with a sheep around his back. Have you seen pictures like that? Yeah. Fairly common, actually. And I rather like that image myself. In my mind, I think of Jesus bringing back a lost sheep to the fold. He's a person who cares so much for his flock that he's willing to head out into the countryside, into the unknown sometimes, looking for the one that went away. Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd because he cares about his disciples and he cares about us too, and especially the weak, the lost, and the wounded. And what's more, he's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. That, of course, alludes to his later coming death on the cross, that sacrificial giving of his own life. And this was indeed a true sacrifice. And this week, as we approach Anzac Day, we recall thousands whose lives were sacrificed and cut short serving our nation. I often like to read wartime stories and recently came across a story about English soldiers at Dunkirk during the Second World War, and it really touched me. The story was about a wounded soldier who was bandaged up and resting in a field hospital near Dunkirk. He wouldn't be going home. As the British and French troops were taken off the beaches and ferried back to England, the wounded had to stay behind and face captivity. You can just imagine how much that soldier feared for his life. He heard someone say that the SS don't take prisoners, and so he said to his medical officer, "Leave me down by the front gate, then they can shoot me first and get it over with." Well, early the next day, the march of soldiers could be heard and the German army approached the hospital. And the wounded soldier raised his hands at one of the soldiers and asked for water. He said, "Wasser, Wasser," he cried out. And a German soldier came up to him and gave him a water bottle to drink from and a smoke from his cigarette. "What do you want?" the Tommy asked. And speaking very gently, the German soldier replied, "Marmeladen, marmeladen, marmalade jam." And the fear left the face of the wounded man, and a smile came over him, and then a hearty laugh. And it was in that situation, that human encounter, dispelled the horror of war. This story, A War Memory of Dunkirk, powerfully reveals the insanity of war and the healing power of human contact. In the midst of the bullets, the bombs and the blood, two men get the chance to meet in the calm and quiet of an early morning and talk about jam. Their breakfast conversation about marmalade makes more sense than all the mayhem that's going on around them. And yet we who hear their story seem doomed to repeat the tragedy again. War, it seems, will never end. And the Lord himself predicted the ongoing nature of human strife. Nation will fight against nation, kingdom against kingdom. And of course, we're seeing that today between Russia and the Ukraine, in the Middle East, and the growing tensions around China. In today's religious and political world, the relationships of Christian, Jew, and Muslim are under great stress as nations struggle to preserve some form of peace. These are worrying times, and there's no talk of jam on the horizon. But this is also a time of stress which gives us a great opportunity, an opportunity to give witness to the ways of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd. You know, we too can be shepherds. Shepherds are caring souls. They care, they tend to their sheep, care to their friends and families. They look after them, they nurture them. Shepherds are someone who gives directions to the lost, takes the initiative in reaching out to others, accepts those who do dumb things and doesn't judge them. You know, every day is an opportunity to touch someone with kindness and compassion, just as happened on that World War II battlefield. I often wonder that this is probably the greatest tribute that we can pay to our brave men and women who lay down their lives so that we can enjoy the wonderful lifestyle and the advantages we enjoy in this great country of ours. Share your bread with the hungry. Give welcome to the stranger. Pass the marmalade. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.